a thing called work ethic. Today is not a holiday, is it? Last I checked, Christmas is over.
They weren't here today?
No, nobody. Nobody but us.
The work is the hard work. Yeah.
So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, live. Not recorded, not best of, not taking the day off. We're here working our guts out for 3 hours for you. That's right, for you. What?
Is today a, I was going to ask Limey this. Is today right.
It's the first day of Kwanzaa.
Well, it is.
No, it
the
is.
First day of Kwanzaa.
You,
yeah.
Okay, you laugh. Racist.
No, it is.
You're
sorry.
A racist. You,
yeah,
no, you laugh at that. That makes you a racist. Wow.
He calls today Boxing Day, and so since he's racist, we should find somebody
box. No, no, for him box. To box. It's Box Day.
Oh.
Isn't
box
it Box day? Or Boxing?
It's Boxing Day.
It is Boxing
Day. It is Boxing Day.
It has nothing to do with.
No, nothing to do with fighting.
It has to do with.
Breaking down boxes and throwing them out. That's it.
What yesterday dumb. Had everything to do with writing when families got together.
That's the actual writing.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's a dumb, it's not a holiday.
It's not a
why
dumb
does it need
holiday.
A name?
It's a great holiday. It's just because we're British, we name everything. You know?
You do. And you're a real traditionalist. You. Oh, I might add, we lost a listener. I read an email that came to me since we've been off, and the guy basically said that he cannot take any more the way I treat Limey. He said that I humiliate him.
Was it Londoff?
No. No. Oh, my goodness. That'd be the end of the show.
Make sure.
Some guy who just doesn't get what we do. He doesn't get it, you know. He really doesn't get it. And I didn't even write him back. I've gotten to where I'm going to have to stop writing everybody back.
He fired you?
In a sense.
Yeah,
he said, I'm not listening anymore. He said, you know, the other day, he says, you made Limey redo the entire intro. How humiliating, he said, for him.
To be fair, that was my fault. I started it in the middle of it.
Listen to that attitude.
You know.
See? So we've lost a listener. But we've gained a player, at least for this first hour. Would you please welcome the world's worst singer, my daughter, Amanda.
All right.
See, Tim and Limey don't really get this tradition, Dan.
No.
This has been going on since she was little. Once we realized, hey, she can't sing. You know, most parents, it's like, wait a minute, our daughter's a gifted musician, or our daughter can sing. One day we realized, hey, our daughter can't carry a note in a bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She can't sing at all. She's horrible.
She sang the first week that we started at this station. Of course, my mother is 90% deaf, and her singing so bad that my mom heard it.
Oh, wow. It got through
the clogged ears that she had. Yeah. I mean, it actually penetrated through my mom's deafness.
Wow.
That's and I probably have a huge deaf audience then.
Oh,
fans.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do today is not much, but we're actually going to do a lot, and I feel sorry for anybody who thinks, oh, they're probably not working the rest of the week. You don't know us very well.
No.
In fact, we have three of the greatest cold weather jokes ever, and these are three jokes we only tell when we think it's about as cold as it's going to be all year. And I got news for you. Now through the end of the week, it's bitter cold. Sunday night, -1.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid cold.
Is it the igloo one?
That is one.
I didn't get that for a while. And
you didn't get that for a while?
No,
how could you not
explain it.
Oh, my goodness. we have the igloo joke coming up probably tomorrow. I think I'll do the snowmobile joke Thursday.
Oh, I love that one.
You know the snowmobile joke.
I'm sure, but I don't remember it.
Okay, good. Today is the Amish mother and daughter riding on the bitter cold in the buggy, the Amish buggy. Do you know that joke, Tim?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. That's a joke that I didn't learn till about 10 years ago, so it's a relatively new joke, as opposed to most of the jokes I tell that are 100 years old, 80 years old.
I didn't understand it till last year.
So I say we, I'd like to kick things off with a song. You know, without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, a man ain't got a friend.
Wow.
Without a song, something I don't remember without a song. I couldn't remember the rest of it. But there's actually a thing which we call without a song, the day. It's actually a song about not having music. That without a song, they would be, life would not really exist. So I say.
Who should sing it?
We start, no, I say. No, we shouldn't. I think we start off putting every, for those of you who think, Christmas is over. Not so fast. Think of this, and I said this in a couple of emails to people. I said, when's your daughter coming? Oh, I can't believe it. She didn't come this year. She's here today. Think of it as an extension of Christmas.
Keeping the spirit alive.
That's Thank right. you. Yeah. I couldn't have said it better. Or killing the spirit completely. This will actually kill Christmas officially.
What?
Nothing. Once she sings. Now, she chose the songs, but... Well, she's visiting, so we're in the car, and we heard a song, and we both kind of agreed. Mm-hmm. Oh, you could butcher this, because this is a hard song to sing. And it's Let There Be Peace on Earth. Now, I think most people know Let There Be Peace on Earth, and Let It Begin With Me. That, you know, that's a really pretty song. And we were in the car, and she was singing along, and it was so horrible, I said, you have to do that. So without further ado, that's French. I speak fluent French. Here is my daughter Amanda, the beautiful song, Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Is this a
Maestro?
Is this a karaoke?
No, it's Bruce. Bruce and the guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Bruce is at the piano.
Wow.
Yeah. He can play.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Don't talk now.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, at the peace that was meant to be.
Wow, beautiful.
With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk with my brother.
That's a hard song to sing.
Yeah.
Most people could not sing that song. She's like most people.
Yeah.
Only worse. Only worse.
I leave the app on for this show for my dogs to listen to when I'm here, and I guarantee
they're howling.
They're howling right along.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Can you keep that up there, that same song?
Again? Hi, Lisa. I have to say hi to someone. No. Sorry, she just texted me.
No, that's okay. You can do that.
Lisa Younger is my boyfriend's aunt, so my maybe future aunt.
Hello,
I don't know
Lisa.
If that ever happens. It's her birthday tomorrow, too. And her son listens, and he wanted a shout-out. So hi, Michael.
Anybody
and Lisa.
Else?
Well, they have like 40 people in their family, so I'll just say hi to everybody.
We're not doing all 40, are we?
No, just
hello, Lisa. Hello, Michael. Now, the reason I wanted Lime to keep that up for Bruce, the sheet music for Bruce to read, so he can play along. I really would like quickly around the room just one quick half verse, not
yeah,
even full verse. I'd like
for
Tim.
Talent.
Tim, you made the mistake off the air of saying that you won a karaoke contest. You told me that.
Ooh.
No, you did.
Did?
Do you know the words to Let There Be Peace on Earth?
No.
Let There Be Peace on Earth and let it begin.
I have it right here.
Yeah, hand it.
Yeah.
You're not getting out of it because
she
has the lyrics right here. Now, you're a younger man. Your eyes can probably read that. Fire it up. Bruce, if you would please again, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Bruce, thank you.
Oh.
There he is. And now,
I'll
ladies and gentlemen,
when.
For your listening pleasure, the vocal stylings of former karaoke first place winner, Mr. Tim Woodburn.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Okay, then you stop. You know what? You
Someone's
just stop.
Worse.
Right? That is the worst. That's almost worse than my daughter.
I thought we were supposed to sing at the worst.
No. No.
That takes the fun out of it. out of it.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to follow in her
No, footsteps. No, you're supposed to sing it as well as give it back to him. Give him the lyrics back.
That's the best I can do.
No, no.
That's the best I can do. I thought I was supposed to sing it bad. I thought that's what we were doing.
You know what this means? That was his best effort.
That was great.
No, that was his best effort. He's acting. Oh, I thought I was supposed
imitating
to be.
Imitating a man.
No, you weren't. No, that was horrible. All right, Limey, do you know the song?
I do not know the
okay,
song.
Okay, give Limey the lyrics here. And you don't have to sing much of it.
I can't stand
you,
man.
You have in front of you. Yeah. Right? He's in front of him. Okay.
Sing to save my life. All right, that's the whole point.
Well, you're going to sing to save your job.
All right.
So I'll give Bruce the key. Bruce, if you would, please, again, let there be peace on earth. Bruce Limpress at the keyboard. Those of you just joining us, we're celebrating an extension of Christmas. Now the vocal stylings from Birmingham, England, of Trevor Limey Phillips.
Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. I'm trying to get. I forgot. I've lost my spot. No, okay, wait. Peace. That was meant to be.
No,
I'm trying to catch up.
Stop. Okay, Bruce, stop playing. Stop playing, Bruce. Stop playing. Now we're gonna start over. Wow. You're a little nervous. Really? I think it's because you're nervous.
That song sucks.
Why don't we
sing
do
other
a different
songs
one?
Better?
No. This is a song that really tests your ability. Horrible. You told me you were a winner of a karaoke contest. Was everybody drunk?
You interrupted me per usual before I could finish the song. I was telling Amanda that I was sick when I was a hockey announcer, and I won the contest, and I actually won one of those beatboxes that plays dual cassettes, and I sung Tone Loc's Funky Cole Medina.
Oh.
But it was with a scratchy voice that I wanted.
Now, are you a person that gets upset if somebody corrects your grammar when you use bad grammar?
No.
I sang, not I sung. Yeah. I sang.
Right.
No, right.
Both of them.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask Bruce to start. Maybe you get another shot at this, okay?
Yay.
All right, Bruce, if you would, please.
Yay.
Welcome, everybody. If you just got in your car or just joined us, Tinkling the Ivories is Bruce Limpress, the head of the All Boys Orchestra. Now, with a vocal rendition, you won't forget Limey Phillips. Here we go.
Let there be peace on earth.
Slow down.
And let it begin with me.
There you go.
Okay, now you're getting the pace. Hold on.
Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be.
I've heard enough.
That's kind of like a rap.
I just started saying that.
I don't know if I'm the worst one anymore.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm not kidding. My daughter is bad.
Yeah, you're worse.
You're actually worse. You are actually worse.
Hey, we can do a duet.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Please, God, no.
Dan, you're not going to get to do it because you're a professional singer and a bad member. So I know you probably wanted to, but
okay.
No. You're excused and disqualified because of your other profession.
Okay.
Limey, that was...
it was terrible, I know.
That was unbelievably bad.
I think they not a should singer. Do, because Amanda and I usually... Well, we do...
We do a duet.
Do a duet.
What duet do you do? Baby, It's Cold
Baby
Outside?
It's Cold Outside.
No, not Baby, It's Cold Outside. We've done...
Jackson.
We got Jackson.
But that's
we've
not a holiday. That's not a holiday song.
That's all right.
We're extending Christmas is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll take a break, get some business done. And then you and Amanda can, you know, talk about what you'd like to do. And before that, though, she will sing, Mariah Carey.
Christmas.
And we do what? Christmas. Okay, you might have to cue me. And that'll give Limey time to find the karaoke version of that.
It's Christmas Mariah Carey.
Christmas Mariah Carey. And then we'll break
first. Baby, Please Come Home.
Baby, Please Come Home is the other title, I guess. Gives me great pleasure to... speak. I almost said for the first time in 2018. We won't do that till next week. But for one of the last times in 2017, for Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Now, I had asked you folks to try to make this December one that it bucks the trend, I guess. Because usually this time of year, car sales they slow down for everybody, for all dealers. I wanted other dealers to sit up and take notice and go, what the heck? Look at Londoff's numbers. Because, see, they see each other's sales numbers. They do. Look at his numbers. What's going on over there? What's he doing? Here's what he's doing. He's talking to the AM and the PM crowd, the most loyal crowd, the most loyal radio audience in the history of radio. And you've done it. Apparently, you've done it. And I hope you're going to keep doing it through the end of the year. business is pretty good for this time of year. And I think we can attribute it to those of you listening. And again, we never, ever want to sound like we're encouraging people to buy something you can't afford. If you're not in the market for a car, you're not in the market. Can't afford it right now. You don't trade, but every 8 years or 10 years, okay. We just want, when the time comes, we want you to go there and let them know your AM and the PM and just shop. Give them a shot at your business. Just give them a chance. Include Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. So apparently it's working. Like, to keep it working. And I'll get to the mushy stuff by Thursday. Here we are, the end of another year, and a look back, and what to be thankful for, and blah, blah, and all that stuff. I'll probably cave and do some of that by Thursday. But I think it goes without saying, for the last 14 years or so, this show can be beyond grateful that the car dealer that I speak for is Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I've spoken for other car dealers in the past. Businesses get sold, people retire. Ken Bellman, I was with for 9 years, a terrific guy. He retired from the business. And a couple of other people, and I won't go into why that didn't work out, but it didn't. This one worked out better than I could have ever imagined. And it's going to work for you, too. Your relationship with Johnny Landoff as a customer is going to work out. It will. I'm telling you. I know it will. Just include them when you're shopping. And I think I'm talking to pretty much everybody who's a potential Landoff customer. I've said this before, unless you're somebody looking and the only vehicle you'll consider is a new Bentley SUV, well, they don't sell that. But if you're looking at Ford, if you're looking at GMC, if you're looking at almost anything else where they have a competitive product, please, please give Johnny Landoff a shot. That's all we ask. You know where they are. North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Before we break, Lime, you 24/7 at Landoff.com. Don't go away, because my daughter, by popular demand, is coming back to sing Christmas. The Mariah Carey, what's the other name for it?
Christmas, Baby Please Come Home.
Baby Please Come Home. I sort of know the song.
Yeah, you
bit.
Hate it.
Yeah,
I do. That's right. I don't like it. And the other one I don't like is that.
You hate most of them.
I don't want to like for Christmas.
That's another one most people like.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not most
people. Yeah, I know. We all know that.
Yeah, so, well, thank you. And so that we'll do that. And then hopefully Dan and Amanda can get together on some sort of duet. And Dan might even break out the harmonica.
I would request the harmonica.
Yeah, I say, who says Christmas ends midnight December 25th? I say it doesn't have to.
Nope. Heck no.
I say it continues till 6 o'clock today. That's what I say.
Is Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf, is that considered a Christmas
song? I don't believe it is.
I think Dan and Amanda would be great on that.
Oh, my goodness.
A good, nice holiday duet.
I don't believe that's a Christmas song. Limey, thanks for jumping in and doing Let There Be Peace.
Very welcome.
Because it does actually make my daughter sound
better.
Yeah,
I'm not alone.
No, I'm sure. I had no idea you were that bad. Yeah, I never knew till just now. And we just spontaneously did this, that you were that horrible.
Can't sing, no timing. I am just bad.
Now, that's another
I have
thing.
The timing.
No time.
Just
yeah.
no tune.
Yeah, no time.
But that's another thing. There are people who cannot keep time to the music. They can't. They have no sense of rhythm.
Nope.
My boyfriend can't.
He can't.
No.
Dan.
Although,
nope.
I would like to maybe give it a deep baritone version, maybe go a little opera style in here.
On the Let There Be Peace?
Oh.
All right.
I think I could probably
You're
do
on.
That.
You're on. When okay. we come back, you lower the... Dan, what's it called? Lower the key...
The register,
octave,
I guess.
Register.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give that down. A shot.
All right.
You might sound like Andrea Bocelli. It might be a completely different singer. It was just the wrong key.
I'm just going to lower the volume.
Always a negative spin, Tim Woodburn. Actually, that's a positive spin for you, lowering the volume. All right, we're going to break. We're coming back. You are listening to the extension of Christmas on 590 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. You know, the only thing worse than credit card debt is high interest rate credit card debt. The payments are made month after month, but the balances never come down. Great news for homeowners. Mortgage interest rates continue to be at their lowest levels while home values are skyrocketing. There's never been a better time to do a cash out refinance. Let's get that mortgage payment down and get you the cash you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online for your cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Credit card debt is evil. They lure you in with their discounts and 0% financing, but at the end of the day, you're still sitting there with a mounted credit card debt with a high interest rate. Well, here's the good news. If you're a homeowner, there's never been a better time to do a cash-out refinance. Use the equity in your house to pay off those high interest rate credit cards once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Apply online for your cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
I don't know if I recognized it.
Yeah? Have I stumped you?
Aerosmith.
Oh, is it?
Sweet Emotion.
I don't know the intro. Okay, I didn't recognize.
This is just the video.
Well, now I really don't know what the song is.
I know the bass line for this.
Yes. It kicks up in about a second. It's just the music video.
Can sing this. I'm an entertainment lawyer in Beverly Hills.
It doesn't really matter. I'll just skip past it.
Is this part of the song?
Yeah.
I'm
well, there you go.
Okay, this part of the now. This part of the now. Welcome back to our post-Christmas special. Taylor Nickerson just walked in the room. I invited him in because he would have gotten kicked out. We was kicked out yesterday because it was Christmas Day. And then he wouldn't be on next Monday because it's New Year's Day. So I said, come in and split the 4 o'clock hour with Dan Buffa. And then Dan Buffa sends me a text this morning. He got hit with something, a fever. So... Taylor Nickerson either put something real quickly in his food overnight so he couldn't come in, or he just got sick real quickly, so it worked out okay. So if you got something electronic, and I know there are lots of people that got these, they're not called Alexa. I call them Alexas. It's called Echo, right? The Amazon Echo. Yeah. We go, Alexa, play 590 The Fan. There'll be people sitting around going, I can't figure this thing out. That's why he's here, Taylor Nickerson. So he'll join us right at 4 o'clock. I'm going to do some Amini's business, and then part two of the Amanda concert with the Mariah Carey song.
Amini's. Trevor's going to sing a little opera style.
He's change the register, yeah. The key of Let There Be Peace on Earth, and we'll see if it's any better. I'm guessing it won't be. That's just a guess. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. This is one of those... A kid in a candy store. I'm tired of that expression, but... You can be a kid, you can be an adult, you can be a grandparent, a grandchild. There's nobody who doesn't enjoy going to Amini's and spending a little time and walking around. Now, your kids aren't going to care about Jaffe lighting upstairs. They're just not. They're probably not. I was going to say they're not interested in the rugs, yes, but they are because they love to jump on them. The rugs are stacked so – you've never seen so many beautiful area rugs. From small area rugs to area rugs that you would put in a great, like, dining hall. And kids love to jump on that pile of rugs. Then when that gets old, that would be in most stores where the kids would go, I'm tired, let's go home, I'm tired of jumping on rugs. Not at this store. You send them over to the pinball section, the arcade section, shuffleboard, the jukeboxes. They love that part of the store. So nobody is interested in leaving in a hurry when they go to Amini's. Because it's a store... with something for everybody. And a price range for everybody. A few hundred or tens of thousands. Just depends on your budget, where you are in your life, and whether or not you're in a position to now afford the best furniture made in the world, the best accent pieces, the best patio furniture made in the world. Because the one thing they don't sell at Amini's is junk. Check out their website. See what's shaking. Because something always is at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. All right. Do you need to hear a little of Bruce play the intro, or are you ready to go with Chris?
Am I going? Or
yeah, I think you're going. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know that they could take Limey back to back with himself. Too soft.
All right.
So here we go, and maybe you can cue her when to jump in. You'll because you can see Bruce. She can't see him.
Right.
He'll cue you, and you'll okay. Here we go. It's called Just Christmas.
I think so.
I believe so.
I do not really know this song. I just know that.
That was just an intro.
You don't like it.
What I do know of it, I don't like it.
I'll point to you and you say Christmas. Okay,
okay, that's where we jump in. Okay,
yeah.
And then, okay.
Oh, you're doing this one.
This is the wrong one, Bruce.
I can do
what
that one.
What are you doing?
If you want
Oh, is that you put up
Christmas,
a sheet music.
Yeah.
No falling down,
yeah.
Christmas.
Sorry,
I can do
everybody.
That one.
Do we know the all right, let's do the one that I've got playing.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
You really
sorry,
like
ladies
this
and gentlemen.
One, no.
This is what happens when you don't prepare.
All I want
you don't
for
plan.
Christmas is you.
Yeah.
You don't rehearse.
Okay.
I hate this song even more.
All right.
All right. It just gets old.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
It is still
Christmas. What a build-up.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need, and I don't care about the presents underneath
Bruce,
the
you guys
Christmas
are all...
tree.
Bring the music.
I don't need to hang
Bruce.
My stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy.
Metal part here, I guess.
I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow.
Oh,
and I just want to keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe.
Yeah.
I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear those magic reindeer click. Because I you here tonight, holding on to me so tight.
Yeah.
What more can I do? Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah.
You, baby.
I think you found it right there. Now, I'm not making this up when I tell you this. This happens every year. I'll get an email from somebody who doesn't know what we're doing here. They don't know that I know she's horrible. And every year I get an email from somebody that says, Frank, I don't want to hurt your feelings. But I don't know how to tell you this, but your daughter's a horrible singer. No, they do. Your daughter. Like, they're breaking it to me. Your daughter cannot sing. Why would you put her on there and spotlight her singing when it's so terrible? Maybe nobody else will tell you. And I get that email every year. If you're listening, I know she's horrible. But the funny thing is, when she was three, she sang on key. She used to sing Tanya Tucker songs, and she actually was pretty good. And then something happened. Something happened. I don't know. She lost it, completely lost it. Now, Limey took a run at Let There Be Peace on Earth. It's a tough song. He says that if we'll let him change the register, lower the key.
Yeah.
Is that the terminology? I don't know.
Lower, yeah, better. Just lower it down. Go
that
down.
He would be better because he says, in his words, he's more of an opera type singer. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
I said I would like to give it a try. I didn't say it was going to be better.
Oh, okay. I got the impression, as did everybody else, that it would be better.
Nowhere to go but up, Limey. So it'll be better. Trust me.
And now, as Bruce sits down to the keyboard, go ahead, Bruce. You can start tinkling the ivories.
Yeah.
It's Bruce Limperist at the keyboard. Once again, accompanying Trevor Limey Phillips with a beautiful song, Let There Be Peace on Earth on 590, The Fan.
Let there be peace on earth, and let, thank you, Amanda, and let it begin with me.
Don't help him.
Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. And that's all we got.
Wow. Thank
you. It's obviously a call for everything. Now,
doesn't have any timing.
I have no timing
at all.
No, that is
Taylor.
Maybe
Nickerson.
That's why you always miss the sound effects.
That probably is, Amanda.
Taylor Nickerson, our tech guy, made the mistake of saying, "Hey, can I come in before the 4 o'clock thing and just sit in?" I said, "Sure." And now I think he should sing "Let There Be Peace on Earth." Can you? Are you a singer?
Do
you
I'd
sing?
Love to.
I got a feeling he's a singer.
Show off.
Now, do you know the words? Do you know the words? Let there be peace on earth.
Do you want me to?
Do you know the words? Yeah, hang on. We'll give him the words. This is not planned or rehearsed. As if any of this, the rest of it was.
We need to do a little business here real quick. Limey, I got five, says he sucks. What do you got?
I'll get time for that.
I think
they can bet
good.
On how bad it would be.
I bet he's pretty good.
I bet any guy that says, sure.
Yeah.
He was awfully quick to be and willing to go, yeah, I'll sing. I think he's a singer.
I'm calling mybookie.com.
Let's.
Okay, you got the lyrics?
Hey, Bruce, can I get the lyrics?
No, right. Bruce doesn't get the lyrics.
No, he just plays.
Bruce, sit back down. I know you're tired of this, Bruce. He's sitting down at the plate. Okay. He's on the bench now. Once again, from the beautiful studios of 590 The Fan, as we extend Christmas for one more day. Here's a young man. He's new on the scene. His name is Taylor Nickerson with Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
You got one note right.
Let there be peace on earth.
It's a new rendition.
The peace that was meant
totally different melody.
To be with God as our Father.
No.
Brothers, all are we.
Are we? Here we go.
Let me walk with my brother.
Go ahead.
In perfect harmony.
All right. That was horrible.
That was horrible.
Now,
I have wondered that song.
Well, hold on. That's the first time you've ever heard the song.
I've ever heard that.
Well,
song.
Then you get a pass. You get a pass. How
he
you can't possibly know the melody?
Minus the time with Limey. That was the first time I've ever heard that song.
Listening to him, that's not
the
melody.
Not the melody.
He was way off.
Well, that's why
you.
I made
but
it up.
You, I didn't realize you'd never heard the song.
Not once.
Well, then you get a pass because you can't. How can you sing a song if you don't know the melody?
Limey did.
No, he sang it, but he was horrible.
He knew the melody.
And he didn't know the melody. If he did know the melody, he botched it. He was way off.
Did not.
Now, you got a nice voice. I wonder, we still have a couple minutes. If there's, let's think of another song Taylor could take a run at.
You could sing something in German.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, German. That's, you know a German Christmas song? You teach, for those who don't
do,
know, he
yeah.
teaches German over in Columbia.
That's correct.
Illinois, Columbia High School. Correct?
Sometimes we sing Silent Night in German, which is in
go.
German
oh,
called Stille Nacht.
Do you know it?
Stille Nacht.
Do you know Silent Night in German?
Sure.
Limey, let's see if you can show Bruce. Bruce has a screen, and Limey brings up the sheet music, and Bruce, you got it? Bruce, take a look at the sheet music. You do this? He says yes. Ooh, no problem. Here you go. Silent Night, Taylor Nickerson, in German. This should be good.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, all is schläft,
Ein Sambach.
I like it.
Nur das traute hoch heilige Paar. Holde Knabe im lackigen Haar.
I'm doing the harmony, I'm accompanying.
Schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe. Schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe.
All right.
Which is basically sleep in heavenly peace.
That was not bad.
No.
Of course, we don't know if he had the right words. We don't know German.
That's right.
He could have been singing, grass on my toes, boogers in my nose. We don't know. But that sounded good to me.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Now, did Dan, did you and Amanda come up with a...
Yes, we had a request.
Yeah.
Right, Dan?
Yeah.
We had a listener request.
Jackson.
For Jackson.
I know it's not a holiday song, but again, it's a tradition because
Dan's specialty, too.
And it is one of Dan's specialties when he's on stage. And this would be like a little sneak preview of what you might hear if you would go see the Jupiter Six.
Oh, the Seventh Planet Band?
What's it called?
Seventh Planet Band.
Okay.
Playing Friday night at the Clubhouse Bar and Grill in Afton.
Do you have sheet music for Jackson? All right. Bruce, I'm going to enjoy this. Bruce didn't get a chance to cut loose with much of your country. Here's Bruce Limperst in the all-boy orchestra accompanying Amanda, my daughter, and Dan Strauss with Jackson. Right about.
Here we go.
Bruce, you can play that guitar. Here we go.
We got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout.
Throwing me off.
We got been talking about Jackson.
Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play.
Gonna snowball, Jackson.
See if I care.
That's great.
When I breeze into that city, the people gonna stoop and bow.
Ha.
All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn them loose in my coat.
A little bit late there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye is all she wrote.
He's back. They're back now.
Yeah, back.
They'll laugh at you in Jackson. And I'll be dancing on a pony keg.
I'll be pissing on a pony keg. She said I'll be pissing on a pony keg?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We lost our place.
Wait. Yeah.
I think they've had enough. I think they got the message.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was kind of a rap song.
I didn't realize the song was that dirty.
Well, I didn't either.
I did.
It's almost like
that.
F and pie.
It sounded like you said, I'll be pissing on a pony keg.
It's like the F and pie.
It is, in a way. Not pie. As strong, but it's kind of like the F and pie. Whew. Well, there you have it. You're not going to hear this again until next year.
No.
Next Christmas when Amanda will join us with more terrible singing. And if you're still with us, Limey... And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right. You never know. You could get hit by a bus.
You could leave. The other guy left. He retired. He just resigned.
Could get hit by a bus.
Could. You could get hit by a bus. Or you could just find a better gig. But if not.
He said you could get hit by a bus.
Oh, that's true, too. But if not, I look forward to next year now more than ever. No, I'm not kidding. Now that I know how horrible you are. Because that's.
Now he's calling sick.
It is as entertaining when somebody sings poorly as it is somebody sings really, really well. It is. Because. Most people can't sing, but they don't know they can't sing. They actually think, oh, yeah, I can sing that song because you did it in the car or the shower. So there you go. Can I do a little business here? How are we doing on time? We're good on time. Taylor Nickerson will join us next hour. Look, if you got something for Christmas, you can't figure it out, or you're taking something back and exchanging it for something you wanted, a lot of that. This is the guy who can help you prevent you from jumping off a bridge because you're about to go nuts over some electronic thing you got. Name is Taylor Nixon. He's our new tech guy. Dan Buffo was supposed to be with us, but he came down with something this morning. So, Dan, get better, and we'll see you in here next Tuesday. I got a nice email. It's sort of like the good news, bad news thing, but it's not really bad news. You'll see what I mean. There's a guy named Charlie, the big listener. He says, Frank, no need to reply, but I did reply to him. He says, I just got a loan through First Community Credit Union Thursday for a new car. It was so easy. They're so fast. And what courteous service. It was at the Fenton location of First Community Credit Union. I did tell the lady that I was there because of your association with them. Sorry, but I didn't purchase a Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I got a new Buick. I've been a Buick owner all my life. Just wanted you to know I'm doing my part to help you at the 590. Well, Charlie, you are. And we appreciate the First Community thing. But Charlie, nothing wrong with a Buick. It's a fine vehicle. We're going to have to break you from this Buick habit, maybe by the next time you trade. There are still a few people, not many, who will not buy but one thing. My parents used to be like that a long, long time ago, 50 years ago. I wouldn't have a Chrysler. I mean, the older people, they did that. They go, I'm a Ford person. I'm a Chevy. And they wouldn't even be, well, obviously Charlie is a Buick guy. And I'm guessing Charlie is older because Buick is still, no matter how hard they try, it's still kind of an old person's vehicle. Doesn't have to be, shouldn't be. But it is. So, Charlie, if you want the world to look at you, you go, hey, there's an old guy. Well, keep driving a Buick. That's what they'll go look at guys in a Buick. He must be an old guy. But if you want them to think that you're cool and hip like we are here in this room, maybe next time you'll take a look at something at Londoff. But we thank you for the First Community business. You're halfway there. We'll get you. We'll get you on the Londoff end. Sooner or later, we'll get you. But thanks for doing business at First Community Credit Union. Oh, this is one of the few last times I'll get a chance to remind you folks that the offer to put $100 in your account if you move your car loan from somewhere else over to First Community, that ends the end of the year. So let me see, the end of the year is coming around. Oh, what do you know? Like the end of this week, because Monday, unless my calendar's wrong, is the beginning of a new year. I think they're closed on Sundays, except the ones with Walmart locations. So we're really looking at just a few more days. So let me repeat the offer real quickly. If you have a car loan and it's not at First Community Credit Union, if you'll move it to First Community, they'll give you $100. They'll put $100 in your account. And that's it. There are no strings. There's no fine print. It's that they want you as a customer. We're not called customers. We're called members. They want you as a member. So I'm looking forward to this, having you join us, because I think you're going to want to do all your banking there. Your checking, your credit card, your car loan, your home loan, the whole thing. At First Community Credit Union, 43 locations make it the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. And we'd love to have you join us again and become a member. Stop in and have some fresh, hot popcorn. It's always perfect, not burnt the way Dan likes it. Cooked perfectly. First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks.
Now, what's interesting about this song, I had never heard of this song until last week. And you played it as bumper music, which is what this is, music between segments. And since then, I've heard it like three times on the radio. And I like it. I really like it. I hate the Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer. I can't stand that, but I really like this. But this has the country music sound that I like.
Right.
So crank it up just a little bit.
I stepped in and said, just calm down, because we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's going to be leading you.
All right, Leroy the Redneck Reindeer, that's Joe Diffie. If you're not a country music person, you have no idea who that is. But and he's not the hottest country act going right now. But a few years ago, he was very hot, and he had some good stuff. He had that, and he had this. The Devil Danced in Empty Pockets. He'd have a ball in mine, Joe Diffie. Now, I told my daughter a while ago, I said, all right, you're done. You're free to go. And then she said, this is how much she loves the audience. Mm-hmm. But I haven't said goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
I have fans.
To her fans.
I have to say
And
goodbye.
I realized, no, you haven't.
Yeah.
So it's all yours.
Hey, Bill Clevin, before she says goodbye, Bill Clevin said sent a text, and he said that he's been listening on the app, and today's show has made him take his Christmas tree down this afternoon.
It killed whatever was left of the Christmas spirit. Well, that's real nice, Bill, to say that about my daughter.
He turned it up.
And now, with a goodbye directly to you, her fans, here's Amanda.
Well, now that's pressure.
Well, yeah. Welcome to my world.
Goodbye, everybody.
Now
Happy
you know
New
the
Year.
Pressure your daddy's under every day and has been for years.
Uh-huh.
Pressure of radio.
Yeah.
You know, you said she could sing a note until she was three, mm-hmm. but you know she's horrible now. So I'm just curious, at what point, you're what are you, 27 now?
29.
At what point did you tell her she was bad?
Oh, I didn't have to. Everybody around her did.
Okay.
When she would be with her friends, you know, how the girls get together and they all sing in the car. They would ask her to shut up. I mean, stop.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
they would just turn the music up louder.
And then she'd be at home when she'd be home. When she was home, she and we just all of a sudden we just thought, what the heck happened? It's kind of like, and people with kids will know what I'm talking about. I have two boys. When they were little, the older boy was a skeleton. Mm-hmm. You could see his bones. He was so skinny. It was disturbing. And then he got big, and he gained weight, and now he's bulky, okay, and hefty. And his brother was like a sack of potatoes. He was a chunky, hefty, not a fat kid, but he was thick. Thank you. Thick. Mm-hmm. And then at about, what do you think, 16, 17?
Middle school or high school?
Middle school. He decided, hey, I'm tired of being a chunky kid, so he just... whew, lost the weight and has kept it off, so he's now the thinner of the two. They just switched places. They were so it happened. She decided to switch places with her good singing voice and replaced it with her bad singing voice, but she didn't do it on purpose. She just lost it. She lost it. But I don't think anybody ever is, well, I was a terrible singer, and then all of a sudden I just became a really good singer. That doesn't happen.
Right.
That, it's either you either have it or you don't have it. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
An update for people. She lives in Overland Park, Kansas. If you are a St. Louis company and your list is unemployed. And driving, my car. So for goodness sakes, let's get her a job.
Have
She's getting her
mercy.
Own car. Yeah, have mercy. That's well said. Have mercy on
it's
this poor girl.
I
it's holidays, for goodness sakes.
Call me.
She can sell. But she does live in Overland Park. That can change.
St. Louis.
Move her here.